Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
USA Today, or Dave Burkett, reporting the Lions were one of six teams to reach out and check in on L'Jarius Sneed, the Chiefs all-pro corner. And what I have always said is this: I will never get mad if a player doesn't want to be here, if the cost of acquisition is absurd, or if it just doesn't work out. But I do get angry, and it's been more directed at Scott Harris because of this whole, like, we're the smartest people in the room. No, we're not. We're not calling on Chapman or JD or any of these players, you know, players who could help you. No, we're going to go and have Frankenstein at third base. That bothers me. It really does. And what I said is, do I want L'Jarius Sneed? Well, of course I do. Am I willing to give up two first-round picks? Absolutely not. But as long as you show me you are going to explore every avenue in a quest to do the unthinkable, which is to win a Super Bowl in Detroit, I'm good. And Rico brought this to me pre-show about, Mike, this is what you talk about. Are you good with this? And I went, yes, I can't ask anymore. Now, at some point, you're going to have to reach out and sign someone.
Right.
But as long as I know they're touching the table on elite players, I'm cool, Rico. Like, I'm not able to be upset.
Yeah, and if all of a sudden you realize that, you know what, we could probably get two or three players for the price of this one for Sneed. Okay, fine. You did the cost evaluation. You said, you know what, we'll go the other direction. And for those who always say, well, how do you know that they're not working behind the scenes? Right here. This is how. Because I love getting those. You guys don't know that they're not asking. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because multiple reports are saying the Lions are interested in L'Jarius Sneed. Whether it comes from him or his agent or the team, this type of news gets out. So when you hear nothing or you don't hear your team's name mentioned, it's because they did not pick up the phone.
Yeah, but you can't talk to people who are bathwater drinkers. You can't talk to people who just won't accept that reality. So, like, what you said is spot on. Let's say you could sign Kendall Fuller and Quandre Diggs for the same cost or damn near the same as Sneed. Yeah, that's probably the move. But if you reach out and you see what the situation is, you've done your job.
Because a lot of times you often wonder, how do the teams that are really good keep getting all of these other players? Because they just reached out and said, how much? Player said, that price? All right, we can do that. It's not breaking the bank.
So my question to you, the Lions fan, is this. Don't get hung up on the specific name, but is it encouraging to you that in the fallout from the receipts press conference, where it sounded like Brad Holmes, sounded like, wanted to curb expectations of a bold offseason, does it encourage you that a few weeks later, the Lions are one of a handful of teams that have at least called to inquire about L'Jarius Sneed? Not so you acquire Sneed, because I think the cost of acquisition is going to be, it borders on exorbitant. But as a, I don't know, a bit of a guiding light here, that they are going to be aggressive, that they are going to do some things. And maybe it won't be the player you personally love, but it'll be players that make them better. Now, look, did I understand bringing back Emmanuel Moseley when he played all of two defensive snaps last year? Not really. But I'll wait to see the contract. We haven't seen terms. I mean, if he's back and it's incentive laden, and if he even makes the team off another ACL, right. I can't be mad at it. Like, I'm sure they're going to bring Vildor back. But if Vildor's here as a fourth corner, what am I going to say? Nothing. I have no problem. I'm encouraged by this. Maybe it's because I have inherent bias, and I'm encouraged because it's what I want to happen. Mm-hmm. But I am. I really wondered if we would ever get a report that they even bothered. The fact that they did, tip of the cap. I'm good with it.
The fact that they did, and it doesn't seem like just it was an initial phone call. Looks like they may have followed it up. You know, Burkett was on with Carson Anderson. And it made it feel like the Lions were seriously considering this, or at least weighing out the pros and cons. And that's really all you could ever ask your GM, because it means you're being aggressive. When you hear, it adds credibility to when Brad Holmes says, we're going to go out there and be very aggressive in the free agent market. Yeah, that's what that is right there. If you heard nothing, now you're sitting there wondering, okay, what is he doing? Like, you know, we wanted them to be aggressive at the trade deadline. They did. They didn't want to do anything. They didn't want to do any of the trades that we wanted, hence the chair drop. But now it seems as if maybe they got a little more of a taste of success and realize we got to do it with more than just the people in this building. We need to bring in some outside folks. I know the Lions want to take care of their own, but you're not going to get over the top unless you bring in some stud players to help this team. 248-539-9797.
The other thing is with Jalen Johnson signing just under $20 million a year, Snead's going north of that. So you just have to be ready for something like 5 at 95, where it's front loaded and you know, a boatload of guaranteed money, 4 at 80 something. But I don't think it's where they'll go. I like that they inquired. I like the fact that they at least tried. That's all I ever asked. I never got upset, you know, and I never got attached to any one player. But I just think it's embarrassing, quite honestly, what the Tigers have done with all that money coming off the payroll. And they're sitting there $55 million below league average. And then they act all smug. Oh, no. We're not calling any of those people. What, like J.D. Martinez couldn't change the trajectory of this thing? Like, you couldn't touch the table for a Gold Glove third baseman who had the worst year of his life with a bad finger, 3 at 54? The idea that you're above that, nah, that bothered me. Now, if I got a report and it was, hey, Tigers reached out, Matt Chapman said I'd rather die than play in Detroit, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get mad. But at least I know Brad Holmes is trying.
Right. Or if he asked, you know what, I'm going to need $30 million a year. Okay. Well, probably not going to happen.
At least you know now because you talked
right.
to him.
That's yeah. it. And again, the Snead thing, once they put the non-exclusive, and once it involved multiple first-round pick compensation, no, it's probably too great a cost. The only way you can do it is if you truly believe, with zero doubt, this player, based on our scheme, based on what we are, this player absolutely makes us a championship caliber, not a participation award, a championship caliber team. I still don't know that I'd do it. I've told you, the first-round draft pick, at 29, I probably got a weird take on it compared to most people who are thinking about corners and edges. I'm probably taking an O-lineman. I'm going to take what I deem to be the elite center guard combo at the end of the first, play him on at the left guard,
see, I would
have
say
Glasgow
this.
At right, and I got insurance for Ragnow.
At 29, you've earned the right to do the whole best player available.
Yes.
That this is where, yeah, if you're at the top of the draft, you got a need. You're at 29, you got maybe a few things that you could do to get your team over the top. And yeah, if the top player on your board is an offensive lineman, take him. If the top player on your board that's still there is, heck, if you tell me their top player is a wide receiver, okay, your team's deep. Fine, go get a wide receiver. It means you could probably let go of some of your people that you have. That's why I'm not really – I'd like for them to get some defensive help on the defensive line with that pick 29. I have no idea who's going to fall because, Mike, as you know, every year, especially with so many wide receivers and so many quarterbacks and offensive linemen, a lot of the defensive players are going to slide. And you're going to be like, wow, this guy is still available? I thought he would have been drafted, like, you know, with the 12th pick or so. And here he is sitting there at pick 29. Or, you get that Brian Branch thing where he's in the second round. Many mock drafts last year had him in the first round.
Like, I think Holmes has drafted clearly well enough. You want to empower him, but you do have four of the top 100 picks. You do have an idea you're going to be really good again. Not all first-round picks are created equal. You're picking at 29. That's a second-round pick to me.
Is what I'm thinking at pick 29.
So I do understand if people go, hey, F them picks. If I can get L'Jarius Sneed, I'm doing it. I see both sides to it.
Or pick 29, you're sitting right there at the cusp of the first round that a team who didn't take one of those first quarterbacks still wants that extra year on a quarterback, and now they'll trade you multiple second-round picks or something else because they want to jump up and grab Bo Nix. They want to jump up and grab Michael Penix.
I want to hear from the people on it. You encouraged about the Lions reaching out? Does it give you faith they're going to have a bigger offseason than maybe what you thought just a few days ago? 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts. Get to the calls momentarily.
Sneed to the Texans makes sense. They have the money, draft capital, but I am glad the Lions called about Sneed.
Like, isn't that just the minimum you need as a fan to know your team's trying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of my angst with my team. Out of all these teams, how the hell have the New York Giants not at least inquired about Justin Fields? Or David's team? Like, David and I talk about it all the time. The Steelers are sitting there, and it's like, wait, you're going to flirt with Russell Wilson. How could you not pick up the phone or at least call on Fields?
The only way that works is that there are certain GMs that just like to move in silence, and they don't say anything, but then all of a sudden, wow, okay, they're working. If you could pull something like that off and you're that type of GM, yes, but most GMs are not. So, yeah, you want to hear that you're kicking the tires. If average fan sees the deficiencies on your team, you know, they have to. And it's like, well, if your fan wants to go out and look for this quarterback, what are you doing? Give them some type of information of saying, hey, we don't think he's going to fit here.
If I could do a pick swap with the Chiefs, if I could trade him, if I could trade him 29 and get back like a fourth round pick, if I will always tell you, yes, I will go after the best player. I do believe L'Jarius Sneed, who basically 70% of the time lined up against other teams' number ones, only gave up more than two catches once, only gave up a touchdown as the closest man in coverage. Ready? The first one he gave up all year, divisional round of the playoffs. He's the guy who made the huge play against the Ravens to poke the ball loose. Mm-hmm. He's a winner. This dude's a winner. I would. I've said it to you. Like, if pick 29 has to be in play, I would do it. But at least they called. At least they're trying. It gives me faith that maybe it's not this move, but they're going to bring a big-time player. And I've said it. I disagree with John about a lot of stuff, but I thought Jansen has brought a very intriguing name to the table, and it's Christian Wilkins. Show me. But they got to make a major addition on defense because that second half against San Francisco, that can never happen again.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know my thoughts. If it's pick 29, I get back a later round pick, would I do it? No, I'm not giving up two first round picks. That's just a no-go. But the contract doesn't bother me. Never has. Me and Rico are aligned on this deal. But I'm just happy Brad Holmes has reached out. I'm glad the Lions are at least kicking the tires. That's all I ask. So for all the Scott bots or all the Brad bots, no, I'll never make fun of it if it doesn't work. But if you're not trying, I think you have a right to be upset as a fan. They at least are doing exploratory work. I'm good with it. That lets me know, all right, we're in the mix. Let's go to the people, see what they have to say. Go to Casey, 97.1. What's up, Case?
Good afternoon, fellas.
How are you?
I think we all have to be happy that they're finally doing what we've been wanting them to do for years and reaching out for the big fish. I mean, they're finally, it feels like we have people that are comfortable to be sitting at, you know, the final table, like you do, for a poker analogy, and you're going to have to see the turn to know if you have a chance, like if you want to go for it, and otherwise you're going to get blinded out, which it feels like they have in the past. You don't know what the asking price is unless you ask. And you have to use that, even if you don't go for that particular player, you have to know what that is to go for the next one, just to see where the market's at.
No, I agree. You got to ask the question because this is where you find out, oh, it's not as bad as we thought. Or you know what? Well, too rich for our blood. Thank you. We'll get back with you. But we're really
not. Yeah, because how many times in the past have we been like, that's all it took to get that player?
Exactly.
But you never know. He might, because we're getting to the point now where free agents and even players in this situation, there's going to be some people that are going to finally start to want to come and play here because
yes,
we were a play or two away from being in the Super Bowl and yep, and would have had a, you know, a fighter's chance in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs because, you know.
Yeah, and not only that, but they also saw how the fan base was and like, wow, this city is up and coming. It's electric. It's ready to be that it city, and maybe I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, the iron is hot, and we got to make a splash somewhere in free agency. If this was too much, I mean, the picks is just probably the biggest thing here is they're probably asking for too much. Hopefully it's not the contract.
Well, here's something we can add to it. This is Diana Rossini, who was on a podcast with the Athletic with Robert Mays. This is a quote regarding Snead. I do think he winds up getting traded, and I think the fact that we're seeing several teams show interest, the conversations I've been having over the last few days, the way this is going to come together, the agents are working with the team. It's collaborative. The effort here is to get something done, which tells you that's why they're willing to do it. They're in on it. They're trying to get as much as they can for him. Now, here's what's interesting. What is, you know, Mays asked, what's the eventual price tag? 2 weeks ago, the thought was max is they'll get a two. Now, Diana Rossini says, quote, a first for sure. That was shared. The Chiefs understand the value. They really like him as a player, she said. But they also know the value they're going to be able to get for him. It's going to be for a team that thinks this is worth it at this point. I have a feeling it'll be a lot. So, again, this is the question. Pick 29, it's not just a pick. Look at what I've talked about. If they let Jonah Jackson walk in free agency, which I would do. I'm not going to pay Jonah Jackson $10, $11 million, which is going to be the going rate for a good run-blocking guard. I'm going to let him go. I'll keep Glasgow. Glasgow's more versatile and cheaper. Pick 29, you could draft Jonah Jackson's replacement and have that player for 5 years. And it's insurance for Ragnow. That's value. There's a real value there that if you trade that pick, yes, you get Snead. But it's the acquisition cost. So I understand both sides. I lean towards doing it because this man is 26, rather. And He's an all-pro. He plays your style of ball. He's a pit bull. He hits. He shuts down people. And he comes from a defense that plays a ton of man and blitzes a ton. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Here. It would work out perfectly. Now, you would still need to go get a few more players. I don't think he's the end-all, be-all, which is why I said you may find out we may be able to get two or three players instead of this one and really solidify this
defense. And I wasn't being sarcastic earlier when I said I'd absolutely call Quandre Diggs.
Yeah.
One-year deal, cheap. Disenfranchised from the Seahawks, that he's a dog. He never should have been given away. I'd bring him in cheap. I'd rather have him at half the cost of C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Well, good news for you on that, because he's a safety. I did read a report today that GMs around the league believe that the safety market will be depressed. So yeah. You may be able to get him on a really nice cheap deal.
The guy I just wish would just shut up and play ball. And if he could stay healthy. Jamal Adams, when he came out, he could have been anything he wanted to be. Man, I hear he is falling apart. I'll be interested. And again, the Giants have Xavier McKinney on the non-exclusive. I'm just hoping nobody offers him like 15 a year. Otherwise, you got to say goodbye. Let's go to Brian, 97.1. Brian, how you doing?
You know, Mike, here's the thing. So when you heard that they were, you know, in the mix, for lack of a better term, you know, reaching out, seeing what the cost would potentially be to bring Speed in, I think it's hugely, makes me hugely optimistic. One, like you said, wow, we're actually in these conversations now where you never used to hear that. And two, shows me that Holmes, not that he wouldn't have, but hey, this is our need. This is our biggest hole. Shows me that he's actually going to do something to try to fill this hole. If he's reaching out about Sneed, arguably going to be the most expensive guy that you can get your hands on in terms of what it's going to take to get him here. Not expensive meaning capital, not money.
Yeah.
Although probably that too. But it shows if he's willing to reach out with that, well, you'd expect that there's going to be some kind of move made regarding a cornerback, whether it's in the draft or free agency or trade or something. I'd be very, very surprised if between now and the start of the season they have not signed or done something for someone who looks like that they're going to be there, they're going to be your number one starter. I'd be very surprised.
Where do you stand with it? I mean, what would you pay the freight for Sneed, or do you want to pursue other options?
I mean, like, you're talking the freight, if you're saying two first-round picks?
Now, let's just say it was pick 29, and you got to sign him. Let's just, for fun, we'll say 5 at 95.
All day. I don't care about the money. You can figure that out later.
My man.
Yeah, Brian, I'm with you there.
I mean, you can move money around. Like, any player on that team will move money around to bring in L'Jarius Sneed. You know what I mean? Like guys will do it. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
I'm not going to do that. 29, I think I agree with you guys. It's a really good value pick. I think 29 is where you're really not pigeonholing yourself into a position. That's more of a BPA type thing. I mean, yeah, positional value and need does matter. But, like, you know, if you're sitting at 29, like you said, even like a receiver, if like a big X-bodied receiver is there that you got really high on your board at 29 and you're like, God, this guy's our guy, you know, yeah, you take him. Or like you said, I've said repeatedly, depending who else is there, if you got your highest ranked, you know, center that can also probably play guard, yeah, you don't hesitate. I mean, Frank Ragnow's falling apart, and I love the guy, but what's he got, 2-3 years tops left in him?
Brian, this could be it this year. I mean, when a guy says he's got to take time to contemplate his future at the end of a season, and he's decided to come back, Brian, I wouldn't be shocked if this is the swan song.
Yeah, and I mean, he's as tough as they come, but, like, man, you read about all those injuries he's playing through, and you're just like, wow, like, you can't keep coming back from that.
No.
The fact that he had to contemplate it coming off this season, where they finally had a really, really good season, I mean, this might be it. I agree with you.
Yeah, like, Brian, that's the other thing. Nobody, fans don't realize the season ends, and we all go on with our lives. The offseason begins for most NFL players with surgeries. And I know I can already hear some of you, well, that's what they do. Guys, they're men, they're not machines.
I was about to say, yeah, surgeries happen like the next day.
And it's things
seasons
you never heard about.
At the doctor.
Yeah, and it's not rare for guys to have multiple surgeries.
That's why he wasn't tackling that hard. Yes, his arm was falling off.
Right.
It was held together with chewing gum and duct tape.
His pec was Velcroed to his body. So, no, there's a cost there.
No, it is. I was just looking this up because I forgot that the Texans got a draft pick from the Cleveland Browns because I was thinking.
They got the bonus pick.
Well, the Texans can't go after Snead because they don't have any first round picks because they gave it to Arizona.
I mean, it's all picks aren't the same. Look,
they got picked 23.
Yeah. You're getting in a range, though. Where did the Chiefs, and then I know we got to run. Where did the Chiefs take McDuffie? Was that 21? I thought they moved up to get McDuffie, who's now a Pro Bowler, right? So for the people who go, well, look, I don't want to deal 29 and spend 100 mil. I'd rather take some capital, move up, let Holmes select a corner he loves. Mm-hmm. I get that too. I just don't think you're getting the player you want at 29.
Yeah, they got him at 21, traded up to New England's spot to get him.
Got him a nerd.
So they were originally at 29. And then traded it up.
So it's either move up and get the player you covet or go get the ready-made product. Look, either way, this is why I get excited about the offseason.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We talked a little bit about a lot, quite frankly, so... Full show will be podcasted post-haste. And, David, what do we got? Talk to me.
Doug from Troy says, yes, I was very encouraged by Detroit reaching out on Snead. This is what bothered me last year on Sweat and Young, not even calling. This gives me hope.
Yes.
Sign a free agent, defensive lineman, or corner, but make calls on them. Move up if needed to get the best versatile inside linebacker in the draft, or sorry, lineman in the draft, not linebacker, sorry.
Yeah, and that's where, listen, and again, I think John has made a great point with it, and I agree with it. I think Christian Wilkins next to Aleem McNeil, that's dirty. That's dirty. And Wilkins, the word I would use to describe him is active.
Mm-hmm. Tom in Flat Rock says, you try to make the move, and if they pull a Gronk and say, well, I'm going to retire, well, at least you tried, and I can respect that.
That's it. Yeah, I know you're trying. I
forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Smartest movie ever made.
Yeah, it is. You have to remember, we have probably 5 to 6 wide receivers and 4 quarterbacks coming off before us. So it's a juiced up overall 29th pick.
To a point. But what we'll never know, and what we might get some foreshadowing. Remember, just because positionally you think, hey, things we need will fall to us, that doesn't mean Brad Holmes loves those players. What Holmes has done is identify who he loves, and he'll go and get them.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean who he wants will be there. Look, Jahmyr Gibbs, they were thinking about taking him at 6 once Witherspoon was off the board. There was no thought to him being there at 18. They said, we're going to go get him at 12. We'll take him. Jack Campbell, same deal. A lot of people, myself included. Now, Jack Campbell's the one pick where I'm not going to make fun of it, but of the 4, he was the weak link. I mean, Gibbs was a star. Branch looks awesome. Laporta might be the best tight end in football as we start the year next year.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Campbell, I need a little more. But the point is, he'll take who he wants, and people can just, you know, bleep off. And yeah, that's fine.
It felt very old school. Like, you're getting a running back and a linebacker that felt doesn't go side to side.
Felt like 1990.
Yeah.
Felt weird.
But again,
Iowa's best.
What, tight ends and linebackers?
Well, yeah, that's probably why they took him, because he was a linebacker from Iowa. But I was just like, this guy is linebacker of the year. Like, yeah, did you see him play?
And it can still work out. He can still turn out to be something, but.
I guess.
Relax.
We got receipts too.
David, stop.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I always go overboard.
Come on.
It's almost the end of the day. I shouldn't do that.
Wings have just traded for Owen Nolan. Kenny and I, I'm sorry, during the break, Kenny and I were basically playing NHL 94 over here.
Evgeny Nabokov's coming to town.
Oh, that's another
yes.
That's a great name.
Pat Falloon? All right, let's keep him moving.
We read one more, and then we'll get to Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Sign Wilkins and trade for Mack, and the D-line is suddenly terrifying.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? It would be, wouldn't it? Look, next week's going to be a hell of a lot of fun, because one way or the other, you're going to see players signing, and they're either coming here or not, and we get to talk about it. Rieger, I hear the background. You're with us?
Oh, that's right. Out here at Little Caesars Arena, we got a big one against the Nets. By the way, I heard the Wings traded for Jeremy Roenick.
There's
any truth to that one?
There's my guy. All right. Listen, I have something for you since you're previewing a Pistons game.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Jaden Ivey has last seven games. What do you think he is from three-point land? Here's a hint. He's taken 51 of them.
51 threes. I think he hit 17.
9 for 51.
Ooh, that's not good. Look, I give him too much credit.
Close.
Riggs, they can't play together. They got to trade one of Cade or Ivy. They can't play together.
Yeah, but will they?
Oh, I don't care. Troy Weaver, forget about it. I mean, please. I may as well. Tunes is the driving cat on the organization.
Cade will draw you more back in draft picks and capital.
And
I
wanna,
don't know if you guys we're
gonna,
are following.
We're going right. to take, we're gonna. You know what we're going to do? We're going to draft Reed Shepard. Get aboard.
Sure. I was looking at that the other day. I think you might have brought this up, the mock draft for the NBA. The comps are insane. There is not one almost, like Miles Bridges, I think, is one of the comps. Maybe Jaren Jackson is the best comp for the top guy that ever
They got
heard.
The guy at number two, and he's like a seven-foot kid from France, and they're like, the comp, Rafe LaFrance, the late years. You're like, all right, yeah. I'm out. Austin Rafe Crozier.
Kansas own.
Yes. So right. what are you previewing? What are we talking about here?
We're going to do a little Legarius Sneed as well. I got a little bit of a different take because I know how Lions fans reacted to when, and it wasn't never going to happen, but on the off chance that Chris Jones became available, he would take, what, $30 million a year? Lions fans freaked out about that. They're like, nah, absolutely not. We're not spending our money on that. That's just too much. I wonder if the asking rate for a Legarius Sneed scares off anybody. A second-round pick and probably over $20 million a year.
Upgrade that to pick 29, and that's the topic we talked about. It doesn't scare me, but I understand if they don't. But would I, if Sneed showed interest in being here now? That's a critical element.
He's got to sign an extension, of course.
Right, but yeah, man, he's awesome. He's truly an awesome difference-making corner.
But by the way, can I ask a quick question before you guys go?
Of course.
I'm driving down the lodge listening to your fine program. Whose dog did a number two in the office?
Don't know.
And
no, I don't know.
Oh, really?
It was an well, you know why I don't know? Because there was no human next to it. It was an unsupervised animal that dropped a grumpy right in the middle of our office.
Like, shouldn't somebody call animal control? And then somebody else should get to adopt that dog, I feel.
No, we if should probably just have a policy where you can't bring your dog if you're not going to watch it.
I've never brought my dog. You ever bring your dogs to work?
Years ago during a Tiger Day game. Oh, but guess what? They featured something. It was called a leash.
Mike's dogs have class.
Your dogs don't really do anything. They just sit right there.
They're awesome.
Well, I heard Kenny's. There were some ducks in the office, like literally.
Yeah, I know. And we just got an office-wide email. There's going to be ostrich races here next Thursday. It's like the county fair.
Can we bet on them?
No. Rieger's coming up next.
I'm about to say, Rieger, you would lose if you did.
Rico, enjoy your vacation. Probably. The Godfather joining us tomorrow. Mike Stone. We'll have another edition of Stoney by the Numbers.
Mike and Mike.
It's going to be entertaining than the last iteration of Mike and Mike. That's for sure. That show on ESPN sucked. All right. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.